for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
30134.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And your first and last name, please?
Teresa Adams.
Thank you. Ms. Adams, I'm looking at your shipping address, and it starts with 63. Would you verify it for me, please?
6304 Wellington Court, Douglasville, Georgia, 30134.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please.
Ma'am, whose number is this?
So this is a third-party call center, and we handle many, many companies and brands, and we help customers when they call in regarding orders or charges.
And I'm trying to figure out where this charge came from. I don't know.
Say that again, please. Oh, where it came from? Yeah. My pleasure to help, totally. So you verified already that your address so that I can at least know I'm not giving away Ms. Adams' private information.
304 Wellington. Yeah, I verified.
Thank you. And I do see this is a meal planner. It's an app I see. So this is a charge for $59.89 where through a contest or some survey, you were in a bundle where through the survey or a purchase, there was a bundle where you were enrolled in a meal planner, which is, it's an app that would go on the phone to give you information on curbing your carbs and sugars and maximizing your health through strengthening
and
your immune system.
I didn't do that. So how do I get that off me?
It can be canceled right now. I can help you with that.
Okay, I didn't do that. So I didn't even charge that. I don't know who charged that.
So would you have done the contest or survey and possibly have pushed that button and didn't know? Because it's in the terms and conditions, but if you didn't read it, then you would have ended up with this charge.
No, ma'am. I don't remember. No, ma'am.
You don't quite remember.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember. Because sometimes, something come on your phone and you can be hitting it to go away and hit the wrong thing.
Sure.
But I don't know what this is.
Well, let me say two things, Ms. Adams. So the company can reimburse you 75% and you would get back $44.92. That's for shut in that. And you would also right now shut down the account as well. It's being shut down anyway.
Okay. I mean, this the first time I've seen this. Is this the first charge?
No. This is your third charge.
See, I don't know what that is.
It's an app. It's a meal planner where you're sent information on how to boost your energy through natural foods.
No, ma'am. I didn't do that.
So do you want to be transferred to the supervisor for the other refunds? I can give you the $44.92 for 1 month.
Okay, I need to cancel it, and then I need to transfer to see if I can get my money.
Do you want the $44.92?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
you do want that? Okay, 1 minute for me,
ma'am.
Please.
And
thank
I want
you for
to
your patience. Okay?
Okay.
I'll give you that cancellation number in a minute.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
I'm still here, okay?
Okay. And the thing is, I never got no meal plan.
So you would have had to download the app, and they would have sent you an email that said you need to download the app.
No, I didn't get that. No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to give you that cancellation number and refund number right now. When you're ready.
I'm ready.
That number is C like Charlie.
Okay.
And then it is 920.
Uh-huh.
907.
Uh-huh.
248.
Okay.
And I'm still putting in your information so that you can be transferred over, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Adams.
You're welcome.
Ma'am, you're being transferred now. I want to thank you for calling customer support, Ms. Adams, and to have a good rest of the day, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 1 minute, please.